KFMX. It's 7:32 with the Village People this morning. And we have with us...
This is David Hodo, the Village People, with a public warning. Going into the bushes could be bad for your reputation.
And this is off the first album, Village People, Fire Island. KFMX with the Village People in Fire Island, our guests this morning here at KFMX. It is 7:37 and 60 degrees, a 70% chance of rain to continue throughout this afternoon, a high of 83 sometime today. And we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets. I got a pair of them for the next Home Kicks game on the 24th. It's a week from Saturday. And, of course, if you win those, you get a chance to participate in our halftime Rose Gold Kick competition. Your chance at winning, possibly, that new Chevy Chevette, but some other real neat prizes in there, too. So what we'll do is we'll let the Village People answer the phones for the next 10 minutes at 941-5774. The next 10 minutes, we'll take down all the names, all the addresses, throw them in a hat, and about 8 o'clock we'll pick up some winners.
This is Glenn Hughes from Village People. We'll be back with Wings, the Hughes Corporation, right after the news.
The House of Representatives doesn't dig quotas. It voted yesterday to outlaw all quotas for minorities in hiring and colleges. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, GOP Congressman Robert Walker tells ABC News why he introduced an amendment outlawing quotas.
We feel very strongly that quotas are discriminatory. Whether they're used for good purposes or bad purposes, they still amount to discrimination. And any kind of discrimination in a free society like ours denies equal opportunity and therefore should not be permitted.
Walker says he supports affirmative action programs because they do not impose artificial quotas. Many a budding scientific career has been ruined by the mistaken belief that little girls aren't any good in science and math. So says the dean of Rutgers University's Douglas College. Professor Jewel Cobb says girls get no encouragement from parents to stick with those subjects. She says girls get the message quickly when they get clothes and dolls as presents, while their brothers get chemistry sets and erector toys. Dean Cobb says tests show girls are no better and no worse at science and math than boys. I'm Bill Owen, American FM Radio.
Today, more and more young people are finding opportunities in the Army Reserve. Opportunities for skill training, for challenges, special opportunities for women, and the very real opportunity for a good second income doing something they can be proud of.
We're right here, America, in today's Army Reserve. We're fighting for our
For more information, contact your local Army Reserve Center, listed in the white pages under U.S. Government. Paid for by the Army Reserve.
Hey, Tony! New car, new girl.
It's the same car.
New car. Your old one was dull green. New one is aquamarine.
Aquamarine? I just gave it a Simonized shine.
Don't kid the kidder. New car. Where'd you get it?
It's the same car. Just gave it a Simonized shine. Took less than an hour.
How about the girl?
She's just somebody I took a shine to.
There is shines and there is Simonized shines. And now the Simonized shine comes in both a pre-soft and a new liquid.
Best shine I've had in a long time.
The subject is teenage pregnancies. A Senate subcommittee will hear testimony today from people who've been there. Joanne Saffer is one of them. She says when she had her child in her teens, she didn't get the kind of help that's available today.
There was no one... to let me know, as these girls know, that does not have to be the end of your education. It doesn't have to be, your life doesn't have to stop there. With a little support, financial and emotional support, that you can go on and lead just as productive a life after you have a first pregnancy at an early age.
Ms. Saffer now works as a counselor at the Johns Hopkins Clinic in Baltimore. Former FBI Director Clarence Kelly says he was concerned about a possible coup after Richard Nixon resigned the presidency in 1974. Kelly says he ordered a nationwide alert, but that there wasn't a ripple of insurrection. Future generations will never walk through Pat Nixon's girlhood home. The burned-out shell of the house where the former First Lady grew up in Cerritos, California, was bulldozed to the ground yesterday. The structure had been used as a community center until numerous acts of vandalism were committed against it. Last January, it was gutted by firebombs. Some people may question how a stripteaser can do the Lord's work, but Kelly Evert says there's no conflict between her livelihood and her help for humanity. The former Miss Nude Universe says God told her to give up her job as a social worker in Brooklyn last year to return to the stage. She now does social work part-time, preaching in parks and on radio and TV. Kelly says she used to be depressed about earning her living as a stripper, but she says Verna Talbot of the Church of One World Light in Hollywood convinced her that she was given a beautiful body for the purpose of revealing it to others. That's the news. I'm Bill Owen on the American FM Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
KFMX at 742, still taking your calls for about five more minutes at 941-5774. Your chance to win tickets to the Kix game, possibly a week from Saturday. And also, the Village People are taking the calls on that line. Here is the Hughes Corporation. KFMX, that's Wings, and just with a little luck, it's 60 degrees this morning. We're looking for a high of 83. We got the Village People answering the phones for our contest this morning to try to win a pair of Kix tickets and appear at a halftime Rose Gold Kick competition. And David from the Village People, I do have to apologize for that. Well, I guess it was a vicious rumor about you guys being on the Gong Show. I was really told it was right, you know? It's what I was told.
Yeah? That we were gonged by J.P. Morgan?
Yeah.
Well, that's why the lady's a tramp.
And the homecoming, Harold Pinter, will be performed at the Park Square Theater Thursday through Saturdays. If you want some information, give us a call. 941-5774-KFMX.
Some days, you've just gotta have a Clark Submarine sandwich. You know that feeling? You can almost smell the goodness of that fresh golden Italian roll. You can almost see the Swiss cheese, slice after slice. Mmm, that sounds good. Crisp lettuce is added next, and just a slice of mild Bermuda onion. Clark's top that with red garden tomatoes, the kind that squirt a little when you bite in too fast. Special Italian seasoning sauce comes next, then your choice of ham, cotto, or Italian salami, turkey, and more. A foot of fine eating Clark Submarine sandwich style. Right now is a good time to stop in and let Clark Submarine make one just for you.
Clark Submarine is open until 2 a.m. every morning at 13 Twin City locations, including 1670 Snelling Avenue North, Falcon Heights, and 5358 West Broadway in Crystal.
In the world we live in today, you can do much more if you've got the money. In the world we live in today, Beneficial's the place when you want more money. So when you want a loan, just tell us on the phone you want the full amount. As Beneficial, you're good for more.
And that's what it's all about.
You deserve a real vacation. That's why Beneficial wants to lend you the full amount of vacation cash you have in mind. Phone Beneficial today and get ready to take the real vacation you deserve.
Call Beneficial. See Beneficial when you want the full amount. That's Beneficial. You're good for more.
And that's what it's all about.
If you're within the sound of my voice, there's a Beneficial Finance Systems office near you. 14 offices in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. See the white pages for the Beneficial office nearest you. Loans up to $6,000. Loans up to $1,200 may be made under the Small Loan Act.
FM 104, KFMX, here's Eric Clapton. Wonderful tonight. And we're going to be wrapping up our phone calls now for the contest. Picking up, in fact, we're getting away two pairs of tickets because there's so many calls this morning. KFMX, Eric Clapton, wonderful tonight. It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Alex of the Village People, just how are we going to run this contest?
We're going to put all the winners in Glenn's hat and just draw from there, okay?
Okay, we'll do that at one, about 5 minutes, okay? Okay. You got your name in, just keep it right here at FM 104. It's 60 degrees, Minneapolis, St. Paul. These are the Eagles, and she was a witchy woman. KFMX, KFMX St. Louis Park at 759, 60 degrees this morning in the cities. We still got the Village People, David, Alex, and Glenn ripping up our contestants' names, and we got a load of phone calls today. And we'll be picking up the winners, hopefully, after these next couple of commercials here.
You know, honey, I think I could find room for one more waffle.
I'm sure you could, dear. In fact, I can see the room from here. I thought you were working on a new summer waistline.
Oh, I am. I'm going very light on lunches.
Oh, where do you go for lunch?
Mr. Steak.
Oh, I see. Just a dainty little steak and potato lunch.
Very funny. Obviously, you haven't heard that Mr. Steak has an entire new menu of summer selections.
Summer selections?
That's right. Every day from 11 to 3. There's stuffed avocado, fruit plate, shrimp salad, oh, this incredible spinach salad, and, I don't know, tuna melt, chicken in a pocket. It's a whole menu of summer weight lunches.
Mr. Steak, that is a surprise.
Oh, yeah. You might say that during the summer, Mr. Steak is Mr. Salad, too.
You know, there's a Mr. Steak near my work, but stuffed avocado, spinach salad, sounds expensive.
Oh, no. With Mr. Steak's summertime selections, you get a fancy restaurant lunch without the fancy price.
Summertime lunch selections available Monday through Friday, only at participating Mr. Steak restaurants.
We're rolling out red carpet service for you at Standard Dealers. More than 170 participating Standard Dealers in the Twin Cities area pledge the kind of service you want, symbolized by a red carpet sign. Whenever you find this sign at Standard, you find courteous treatment from well-trained attendants. That's a promise. And when you buy one of Amoco's fine family of gasolines, we promise to clean the windows, side, back, as well as the windshield. We promise to offer to check the oil, and we promise to keep restrooms and waiting areas neat and clean. Best of all, red carpet service is no short-lived gasoline station promotion. In the Twin Cities area, independent Standard Dealers are committed to red carpet service on a long-term basis. So look for the red carpet sign displayed at Standard. We may not roll out a red carpet, but we sure roll out red carpet service. At Standard, you expect more from a leader.
KFMX, Jefferson Starship, and Runaway. It's 60 degrees outside. We do have some rain now in the cities. That'll continue throughout today. High of about 83 this afternoon. Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, is a federal assistance program that pays monthly checks to people in financial need 65 and older. If you'd like information on it, give us a call. 941-5774-KFMX.
It's all over town. The Village People are back. Bang. To introduce a new Macho Man.
Macho, macho, macho man, yeah.
The state of the art will never be the same.
Macho Man,
the powerful new album from the award-winning group Village People. The Village People. Capturing with music the heartbeat of the city.
Hey, I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go.
Macho Man by Village People. Get yourself some people power from Casablanca Record and Film Works.
Macho Man, yeah.
See the Village People at the Fever this Wednesday and Thursday, June 14th and 15th.
Selling your house can be a nightmare. Watch a pounding on.
A for sale sign. I'm going to sell my house.
Nice time of year to sell a house.
Yeah, springtime, great.
Of course, time flies.
Oh, I suppose.
Say, it's getting warmer.
Hot. It's hot.
Sold your house yet?
Plenty of time.
The leaves are turning.
No.
They're falling.
Can't be.
Time flies.
I don't like it.
Getting colder.
Impossible.
Sold your house yet?
What's happening?
Time flies when you're having fun. Selling your house doesn't have to be a nightmare. The people at Real Estate 10 know how to do the job efficiently and quickly. In the analysis of 100 consecutive Real Estate 10 listings, our average selling time was just 16 days. Call Real Estate 10. We'll do the worrying so you can get your rest and sell your house quickly. Real Estate 10.
KFMX, giving you a chance now to talk to the Village People and win both albums, Macho Man and the first album. Give us a call to 941-5774. The first three callers win. KFMX, it's 832. Linda Ronstadt, and you're no good. We're going to be saying goodbye to some of our close friends now that we've gotten this morning. And that is the Village People. And, in fact, I'm just going to turn the mic over to them, and they can say their farewells as they wish and invite you out tonight.
This is Glenn Hughes, Leatherman.
This is David Hodo.
And this is Alex Brawley. Hope to see you tonight at the Fever.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's Faith, Hope, and Charity. And Don't Pity Me. Chance coming up again later today to win more of the Village People LPs. You don't want my love. KFMX, it's 8:35. Back with the music of Olivia Newton-John and Bob Seger after information.
There's an epidemic in America, but this one concerns social scientists more than medical technicians. ABC's Bettina Gregory in Washington tells us.
Social scientists say the sexual revolution is largely responsible for what they call an epidemic of teenage pregnancy. Although family planning services are much more available than they were a few years ago, social scientists say that many teenagers know about birth control, but they simply don't use it.
Correspondent Gregory says one out of every five babies born in the U.S. has a teenage mother, and that almost half the teenage mothers become pregnant again within a year. The Senate is considering a bill that would give $60 million to increase services for the young women. President Carter has scheduled a news conference this afternoon. It will be carried live over many of these FM network stations at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Bill Owen, American FM Radio.
Keep your car going, always going.
Sears National Automotive Sale. Save $8 on the maintenance-free Sears 36 battery. Now only $26.99 with trade-in. And Sears Dual Oil Filter is on sale, too. Extra engine protection you can install yourself. Regular price $2.99, now just $1.49. That's half off at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Stop at Sears.
On the tennis court, on the softball field, on the beach. Take along Wet Ones moist towelettes. They're soft, they're cloth, they pop up to clean you up, freshen you up.
Visit us, America, and when you do, let Wet Ones clean up after you.
There's more to California's tax rebellion than meets the pocketbook. At least civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson thinks so. He sees a hint of racism in Proposition 13. Jackson says the vote was racist in the sense that white homeowners who abandoned the inner city and took their tax money with them are willing to let minority groups in the city suffer. He contends only a few blacks would benefit from a cut in property taxes. Jackson says if the tax revolt spreads, it could lead to an economic class war. The House refuses to extend the compromise it made with the Senate earlier on Medicaid funds for abortions. It voted yesterday to refuse the money, except when the woman's life is threatened by the pregnancy. Democratic Congresswoman Elizabeth Holtzman of New York says the restrictions could spell trouble for many women.
We have no information on the health effects of the present restrictive language. We don't know how many back alley abortions have already been induced, how many women have had infections, how many women have become sterile as a result of self-induced or back-alley abortions, and yet we've taken a step backward to more restrictive language.
Congresswoman Holtzman, a number of senators say they'll fight to remove the restrictions when the bill comes to them, all of which adds up to another battle in Congress over the issue of abortion. The slogan of the New York Times is, "All the news that's fit to print." When it comes to ads, it doesn't matter whether the material is fit or not. The Times decides what it will carry. And it didn't care at all for an ad by the Jacksonville, Florida Chamber of Commerce showing the Statue of Liberty trying to thumb a ride south. The ad was designed to lure business and industry from New York. But the Times says the ad was offensive. It refuses to run it. Authorities reacted quickly when they learned that the home of the FBI's top agent in Charlotte, North Carolina, had been burglarized. FBI men and police officers swarmed all over the place looking for clues. But so far, all that's missing are some cookies and cheese. That's the news. I'm Bill Owen on the American FM Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
KFMX, it's 8:38.
In the corner of the bar, there stands a jukebox.
KFMX, it's 8:45, 61 degrees, light rain in the city is continuing through today. Here's Gladys, the Pips, and a midnight train to Georgia.